President Bush has marked the 100th day following the terrorist attacks on New York and the Pentagon in the Rose Garden. The president outlined the progress made so far in Afghanistan. He also identified two more terrorist organizations whose assets have been frozen by the U.S. Treasury. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
President Bush says much has been accomplished in the war on terrorism. During brief remarks outside the Oval Office, he did not mention Osama bin Laden, the prime suspect in the September 11th attacks, whose whereabouts are still unknown. The president said there's still a lot more to do, but he did run down a long list of achievements so far.
Over the past 100 days, we and our British allies and others in the coalition have destroyed at least 11 terrorist training camps inside Afghanistan, terrorist factories that produce thousands of trained operatives. We've also destroyed 39 Taliban command and control sites. Senior Al-Qaeda and Taliban officials have been captured or killed. And potential escape routes for the survivors are constantly being blocked to prevent the cowards from running.
The president also pointed to the ongoing effort to cut off funding for terrorist groups around the world, making it more difficult for them to plan and carry out attacks. He says that $33 million in terrorist financial assets have so far been frozen inside the United States, and that another $33 million have been frozen by governments outside the U.S. And today he added two more organizations to the list of groups who the president says raise money, which they then funnel to terrorist organizations such as Al-Qaeda.
We know that Al-Qaeda would like to obtain nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. And we know that oftentimes they do not act alone. Al-Qaeda has international supporters, and some of those supporters hide themselves in the disguise of charity.
One of the charities whose assets the president froze today is called UTN. It was set up to aid the hungry in Afghanistan, but the president says UTN actually worked to help Al-Qaeda obtain information about nuclear weapons. The other group added to the terrorist list is a Kashmir-based group the president referred to as LET, which he says has tried to disrupt relations between India and Pakistan by carrying out such acts as last week's suicide attack on the Indian parliament.
These attacks on India's parliament buildings remind us that whatever grievances or causes the terrorists may cite, their real target is democracy and freedom.
The president said U.S. power will be used against all terrorists with global reach. This last statement seems designed to reinforce the message that the war on terrorism is not just the U.S.'s fight and not just a battle against Osama bin Laden. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.